The UN Secretary General's Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict has bemoaned the call of the international community to integrate child soldiers into society without providing the necessary financial resources. Arguing that there is only a small amount of money for those released, Virginia Gamba flagged one case which she described as shameless, in which 3,000 children were liberated with finances available to support only half of them for 6 months. The UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, this week reported that more than 300 child soldiers there were officially released from armed groups to the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF. Ms. Gamba explained to Liz Kafidi what will happen to them now.
They're being released into the hands of UNICEF. UNICEF is in charge of their basic reintegration. That basic reintegration will comprise the first portion of psychosocial assistance, perhaps do an assessment of their situation and take it from there. It should also include some processes for reintegration to communities. This is up to the resources that the international community provides. The international community always makes a lot of noise about children in armed conflict and the need for the release. But at the end of the day, the money that is available for the reintegration of a child is not more than $1,500, which is supposed to last for 6 months. This is no reintegration. I mean, we've had a lot of cases where there was not even that amount of money and the children were left destitute. In this case, I have high hopes for South Sudan because it's a very large number of children. It's also one of the largest groups that include girls, more than boys in some cases. And the United Nations, particularly UNMISS, has worked so hard, 6 month negotiations towards this. They have brought in all the resources to make it possible for these children released to be able to reach places where they can be reskilled and retrained. They have rebuilt roads to allow for the kids to actually go to a school. So I think we're seeing a new type of model of a one UN approach where everybody pitches in towards the same cause, and this ultimately can only help UNICEF to do the job. My fear is at some point the money runs out. If we want this to stop, we have to be serious about resources for reintegration.
How is the money used?
We accompany the process all the way to the separation of the children. When they are released, then we hand over to UNICEF, who is in charge of that. But to give you some examples, when we had the release of a large number of children 2 years ago in the Central African Republic, there were about 3,000 kids, there was money in the kitty of UNICEF to be able to spend 6 months in the assessment, psychological training, basic reskilling, and trying to assist those families and communities to reunify with the children. There was only money to pay for half of them. It's shameless. How can you have 3,000 after the effort to convince everybody, get the release, you only have money to give 6 months to 1,500 kids? The other 1,500 had nothing to do, and a lot of them went voluntarily back into the bush and joined again armed groups that at least could feed them. What is recommended is a strong psychosocial support immediately for at least 2 years. We know that you have to deal with their injuries as well, and then you have to address an assessment of their skills and their vocation, and then see if you can match. Some of them can't read and write. You have to do an accelerated reading and writing before you even can start reskilling those children. And then you should also match a child that has been reskilled with a potential employer.
87 of the children released today were girls. What special support do they need before they can rejoin their communities?
Very great support, because what happens with girls, usually they also end up very much either committing horrendous acts of violence, which they're forced to do, or which generate enmity between them and the community. But a lot of them have also been used in horrible ways. Many have been sexually exploited. Even if they were soldiers, they were basically forced to mate with everybody around. And in a traditional culture, this generates a huge stigma. So many times the communities don't want these girls back. And I met with boys and girls in similar situations, because a rape of boy generates a huge stigma among their peers. So you have to deal with the stigma. And this is something that is terribly difficult unless the community also gets help and is facilitated the process where the two can actually meet. When I've met with these girls, they've told me they don't want to go back to the communities. They want to start again. They want to be independent without having to rely on men for their welfare. And with young men, many times they've told me they don't want to go back to the communities because they don't respect their elders anymore. You want to be reunified to your family, but when you talk of communities, there seems to be less attachment to that.
And as for the girls, have you met some that have actually achieved their independence?
Yes. Remember, the Children in Armed Conflict agenda is a very old one. I've been here for over 20 years. And I was able to witness some of the first girls that were abducted and raped and forced into all kinds of things in Uganda by the Lord's Resistance Army. And years afterwards, I did meet some of them, and they did make it. They made it. They became independent, self-reliant women. And in a way, they also became a voice for peace. I do think that a good reintegration, a good hearing the needs and the provision of real moral support behind each one of these children leads to a seed of a peacemaker.
UNMISS said that another 700 children have been screened and registered for release in different phases. What does that mean?
Armed groups, as well as governments, frankly, that used to recruit children, don't have the data. Either they have been shy informing about it because of political reasons or because they know it's wrong and so the records are erased. Or this happens in populations where there's no birth registers. So there's always this story that the armed group or the government didn't know the age of the person when they were recruited voluntarily or forcibly into their ranks. So when you talk about the screening, is you have to first go in and have a lot of discussions, and that's what UNMISS has done. I love the way that it worked in South Sudan, where UNMISS and the whole UN family there and UNICEF went to natural trust-building actors to engage directly in very remote parts of access, armed groups, particularly religious leaders. And they escorted these religious leaders to these areas so they would be safe. And then they allowed them to talk. And through that trust-building exercise, slowly you start getting a picture of how many children we're talking about. People say an armed group is so thousand strong, but we don't know how many of those are children. So first you need the information. You have very laborious screening process. First the decision to release, then to screen them, see effectively where the child soldiers or not, for how long. Once that is done, it is recorded. And this is the gold dust, because that's the first actual recording of children that you can prove were child soldiers for whatever reason. Then on that basis, you can also determine the genders, the age groups, the needs. In the case of UNMISS, we're doing it in three phases. So the total universe that was identified was 700 children that would be released. The 300 of today are part of that. So it's another 400 to go. This will happen in different parts of South Sudan. The ones here were in Yambio, but it's expected in three other towns.
If history is any indication, there's a strong possibility that some of the children will return to armed groups. How can this be averted?
The only way you can do that is through a double strategy. On the one hand, you need better public awareness and as a preventative tactic. The other thing you need is a better reintegration plan. One thing that could be done is increase the prevention and public awareness campaigns. They don't focus only on recruitment, that such a campaign would focus on the six violations against children in armed conflict.
And what are they?
Abduction, attacks on schools and hospitals, killing and maiming, sexual violence against children, denial of humanitarian access for children. They are as important as recruitment and use. They must be seen in conjunction. We need reintegration serious, we need prevention serious, but we also need the specialized person that will ensure a quality control and monitoring, a constant monitoring of the situation. This is possible. It is a finite amount. And for a finite amount, you can make a finite plan. We need to put this at the center of the table in the UN and discuss it very seriously.